Salo Falava. I'm Afamasanga Seyuli Salamasina Von Reiki, and I'm inviting you to join me on a journey through the evolution of our Pacific cultures on Culture Compass. We'll meet incredible people dedicated to preserving traditions while adapting them for today's world. Join me as we travel the Pacific to celebrate our resilience, revival, and deep-rooted connection.
Search for Culture Compass wherever you get your podcasts to listen.
This is an ABC podcast.
I would just say the culture itself, as well as the aloha spirit out there, you know, and that everyone is family, such as everyone is auntie and uncle, no matter who they are. That and just like, you know, just everyone will just wave to everyone, you know, or whatever it may be.
Your parents placed a huge emphasis on education and hard work. Did you feel a lot of pressure to succeed when you left the island?
Oh, for sure. I mean, even growing up in Hawaii, you know, it's so expensive out there. My parents, they really did sacrifice a ton to send me and my older brother to private schools. And so when it came time to continue our education, it was kind of a no-brainer in that. And so the pressure to really, I guess, succeed in education was high, but also was something that I'd say it was expected, but also a welcoming challenge as well.
You mentioned your brother. So is it just the two of you or do you have other siblings?
No, so I actually have four other siblings. I have an older brother and three, and I have a younger brother and two younger sisters.
What's the dynamic of your childhood and I guess where do you rank in that?
Yeah, so I was the second oldest, you know, so obviously in a Polynesian household, you know, when it came time to scolding all the kids, me and my older brother would be the ones to get the ones, you know, you saw us get the spankings the first or whatever it may be. And then it came down to the younger siblings when usually they were the ones who committed, you know, the wrongdoing. And so they usually got off, you know, once it came down to them, you know, they're like, okay. And they confessed and whatnot. But no, it was great. You know, obviously as kids, you know, we tend to drive each other crazy, but it wasn't until as we got older we really were like, hey, you know what, I actually like this person and I actually want to hang out with them. So to this day we're all really good friends, you know, we all get along as well, and we also travel with each other as well across the country. So
oh, that's nice. I will get into your career in a little bit, but I want to ask, growing up, were you always following the rules and kind of making sure everyone was doing the right thing, or was that something that developed as you got older?
I would say I always followed the rules, but I will say because I was the second oldest, my older brother was the one that kind of made all the mistakes. So I learned from his mistakes so that I didn't have to, I guess, go through the same things he did. So if anything, he was kind of the scapegoat for me, and so which helped me, you know, I guess, be a little bit more, I guess, not in trouble compared to him.
Now, you relocated to Utah in the mid-2000s. Aside from the scenery, what was the biggest challenge in adjusting to life on the mainland?
Culture, again. I mean, coming from an island where you know basically everyone and moving to the mainland where you're surrounded by thousands and thousands of people, as well as just being landlocked as well. But again, I would say it was that aloha spirit culture is one thing that really was a shock for me, but one that I kind of also found a challenge to kind of help bring it to others who I encountered.
What is the community of Pacific Islanders like in Utah? Is there a big community?
Yeah, so there is. There's a really big community in Salt Lake County area where I currently will work at. And so it's really big here and stuff. So it's actually grown a ton since I first moved up here.
So coming from a place of eternal summer, do you remember the first real encounter with a Utah winter and how you handled it?
Oh, for sure. I remember, gosh, when I first moved up here, it was ending of summer, beginning of fall. And I thought it was freezing cold when it was like 60 degrees outside, you know, or 60 degrees Fahrenheit outside. But over here, like everyone thought it was like the perfect well weather. But for me, it was really cool to just experience snow. Even to this day, no matter if it's snowing, like yeah, yesterday it was snowing. I was outside in shorts and slippers, you know, just you know, enjoying that. So one thing, you know, I will not ever change is making sure that no matter what, any opportunity I get, I'll always be wearing slippers no matter what.
love that. Having lived away for nearly two decades now, has your definition of home shifted?
Yes and no. I still consider Hawaii my home. And I would say Utah is now my second home, you know, one to where, you know, I hope to retire within the next maybe 10 years. And after that, I want to move back to Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How have your family, your parents responded to that possibility?
I think they're excited as well. You know, I mean, they always enjoy whenever all of us kids, we're all home together, you know, spending time. So I think any opportunity they get to have all of us under the same roof is a blessing for them.
Hmm. And do you have family yourself, immediate family with you in Utah?
Yeah, so one of my sisters actually moved up here for school, and then she just decided to stay, and she's in social work, so she's also busy as well and very involved in the community too.
Oh, that's nice. Now, before joining the police force, you originally went to college to study forensic science. What was the driving curiosity that drew you to that field?
I'll say it started in high school. So in high school, my school really focused on science and math, and it was a chemistry class I took that I was really interested in. And then there was someone, one of our family friends actually introduced me to forensic science. And so I started to kind of look into it. I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool because I really like putting puzzles together. So I kind of saw that as forensic science as a puzzle. You know, you're trying to connect the suspect to the victim to the crime. And so doing some research, I found the university up here. And then, so yes, I went into school in forensic science.